I'm Mary Ann Seitz, and in 1975, I was invited to apply for a coordinator position with community schools working with senior citizens through community education. We'd done a lot of good stuff together and hung out in a church basement at 14th and Eastman in the North End, and the seniors were ready to do something beyond what they had started, which included grandma-grandpa days in the schools and the Optimists and Kiwanis clubs had interacted with key clubs in the high schools, especially Boise and Bora. And they, right away when I told them, let's work together, they cleaned up that church basement, painted it, and we were off and running. My risky business challenge opportunity came a couple years later when the community ed grant funding was to run out during 76-77 cycle. Mayor Dick Eardley challenged me to get those senior groups to work together, and I'll create a position, said he. So for half of each 76 and 77, I took his challenge to heart and pursued them. XYZ, AARP, Widows of World War I, retired teachers, retired federal employees, Optimists, Columbian Club, Junior League, and others. Dangling the mayor's challenge, which, if successful, would lead to creation of a Boise Senior Center. If they were willing to cooperate, collaborate, and co-create with Boise City. In May of 77, the City Council meeting, Mayor Eardley announced, "You will be Boise's Director of Aging." My goodness, I was only 39. I had a birthday shortly after I was hired as Director of Aging. And we will build a senior center. And I'm thinking, who is we? And how do we build a senior center? Within the month, I headed for the National Council on Aging's annual conference in Denver with airfare provided by Boise Cascade. And the National Council sponsored the National Institute of Senior Centers. So I went to learn how we might build a senior center. With the fabulous seniors all, we dedicated Boise Senior Center in 1979, with Senator Frank and Bethine Church assisting. And unlike concerns at that time that senior centers will become playpens for the aging, Boise Center became a stellar example of elder wisdom. And because I was young, I knew everybody that I encountered was smarter than me. My job was to facilitate their wisdom. And it worked. By 1986, we mailed over 6,500 monthly newsletters to almost 9,000 participants, led by over 600 volunteers. They never ran out of ideas. And actually, we had an artist in residence at one point, and we had three publications come out of that, of their writings. They participated majorly in nutrition programs over the years, did trips and tours, and there were over 30 separate organizations, mostly all retirees. And we had created Growing Younger and Growing Wiser, two award-winning health wellness programs collaboratively with senior individuals, doctors, nurses, hospitals, and other providers led by HealthWise and funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Those programs went all the way to the World Health Organization. Unfortunately, our collaborative successes did not last, as I experienced the decline and shift without Mayor Eardley's and his team's collaborative commitments and a lack of understanding and a lack of motivation to continue to take advantage of all that wisdom and that energy. I came across this. I was surprised that I wrote it in 1986. I titled it Super Seniors. Move over, Christopher Reeve. Here comes a force more powerful than any mere locomotive, a force able to leap tall obstacles in a single bound. The Super Senior steps into the Boise Senior Center at 690 Robbins Road and is transformed into a dynamo of human spirit. eager to do battle against apathy, loneliness, and despair. The center is also the home of the Boise Council on Aging, the senior-led nonprofit corporation which manages the multipurpose facility, along with the many programs and projects. In 1958, the Junior League of Boise spearheaded the formation of the council, which today promotes a creative lifestyle beyond 60, continuing with the inspiration of extra years of zest. Their collective knowledge, wisdom, and experience, when coupled with their zeal, makes them truly worthy of the title Super Seniors. Despite these outstanding programs, services, and success stories, the Boise Senior Center now faces some serious challenges. Alternate sources of funding must be found as government continues to cut back on and to human services. The center's hours of operation were shortened this year, 85-86, in an attempt to stretch the operating budget, and it is closed evenings and weekends now. Over 60% of the senior population in Boise is not being reached as yet. The center needs increased community support through contributions of time, service, and money. The dividends of such contributions can be measured in lives, for the most important aspect of the Boise Senior Center is the dignity and self-esteem which seniors are able to realize through their participation and service to others. That's what I came up with myself in 1986 when things had been going very well, and I didn't remember writing this, but that's the story that prompted me to share my risky business, because I wrote a story about what I, at that time in 1986, titled Super Seniors. And so that's where that came from, and it fit. The center itself was built by the city of Boise, but seniors, with a motto of Yes, We Can, took the initiative and launched a campaign to furnish their building. In true Super Senior spirit, a total of $186,000 was raised in only 6 weeks for that purpose. And their spirit inspired Velma Morrison to provide for their kitchen, which had been denied by regional bureaucrats in Seattle, even though nutrition was the only national aging program at the time. Velma was impressed all around with our efforts, met with her board the very next day, and called me to say, "You've got your kitchen." Well, she didn't stop there. She learned our architects, Lombard Conrad, selected by senior leaders chosen to be the building committee. When they got the contract, they invited the building committee members to meet with their contractors weekly for the whole building process. Electricians, plumbers, roofers, and others bought pool tables and contributed to fundraising. They also installed geothermal heating, first public building in Boise, and solar panels to heat the kitchen's water. You may notice that Velma later chose Lombard Conrad to build her terrific Morrison Center, and she took the senior project of buying a chair for our dining room, which was pretty inexpensive, and it gave low-income people an opportunity to participate. And their names went on a plaque. Well, anybody that's been to the Morrison Center sees that she picked up on that, and each seat in the Morrison Center has a little gold name tag. And she stayed in touch with us, too, after the Morrison Center was built. There were a couple times when the seniors got to come free. What I'm learning through this risky business process, it's not about thinking. It's about feeling. And what I'm feeling is extreme gratitude for the opportunity I had and the opportunity to look back and see just how much my children benefited unbelievably. And the risky part has led me to interacting with other elders, including Native American. And that has changed my life. What I think I remember the most is what a huge gift it was for me. And I also have really depressing feelings as a senior for the lack of opportunity now to do what we did then, because our structures just are not collaborative and cooperative. And I would like to be a super senior in this future that I think most of us as grandparents want to prepare our grandchildren for, to be there for what they need, which is not money, greed, and power. It's about participation in, as I've resurrected and relived some of the episodes that so impacted my children, who would have been their grandchildren, and gone through the wonderful wisdom that's reflected in the records from their efforts, I am really blown away with what we did and all that is possible. And for me, I look on it as truly sacred collaboration. And what I really believe in my heart is our grandchildren should have that opportunity, and that sort of thing should not be a risky business.